The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I think it's ready to go.
Oh, look at his
welcome.
Doug White. Hey, Rich Voss, you love, use a plate.
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, folks. Coming to you live from the dining room in Hillsboro, New Jersey.
Doug White of Twitter. Hey, Rich Voss, you love, use a plate.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's the one person.
I have so many
You're such a liar.
From people saying, like, you're right. Rich should use a plate.
You're a liar.
A couple of people were like, hey, I used to do it, and now I realize what a jerk I was being, so I'm not doing it anymore.
Liar, liar. Your vagina's
on
fire.
I'm saving people's lives.
You like that one? No. Liar, liar. Your vagina's on fire. Okay, let me get started. I'm getting over a sickness.
Oh, my God. Really? Do you think people want to hear about this?
I don't know. No one can hear you if you're not on the mic.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm getting my toast. I didn't know you were starting.
Yes. Somebody wanted me to mention their stupid name on the podcast. Whatever. I can't find it now. I don't need to screenshot it. All right, we're going to get started. We're going to get going. Just give us a second. You know, we got a lot going on. You know, we're a married couple with a family, a house, you know, all kinds of stuff. New car. Got to deal with my new car. Getting my golf game back. It's coming back, folks. Slowly. One little thing I wasn't doing. Playing well. Who wanted us? Somebody wanted us to mention his name.
Oh my God, Rich, you're the worst.
I'm the worst? Okay, let me get going. I'm not the worst. And how do you respond to these people? Who do I blow? Who do I, whatever. Anyhow, I'm ready. I'm ready, and Bonnie's sitting down. Sorry for the lapse, and sorry for the dragging it on. This weekend, Thursday through Sunday, I'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone. Thursday through Sunday, October 13th and 14th. Is it October 13th and 14th? I need you to buy tickets for both of them. October 13th and 14th, the Arlington Cinema Draft House. This Thursday through Sunday, Syracuse Funny Bone. Bonnie's choking. Choking on a... dry toast with a tomato. Like, she'll eat... she puts tomatoes on everything. It's really gross. She puts tomatoes on eggs. Like, who the fuck puts tomato...
I like tomatoes.
...tomatoes on eggs? It's not even... Can you please put yourself together?
In my throat right here.
Oh. You know, it's weird. I went to the doctor yesterday. I don't know. I think... I had an allergic reaction to something I ate the other night. We went out for our anniversary Sunday night to a very high-class restaurant. We're not going to name
names.
Did
we talk about that yet?
No.
Oh, because
no
we
names.
Didn't talk about
No names, because I don't know if I got sick from any of the food at this place. So we don't say the name, but we can talk about
it. I don't even know the name of it.
I don't even know
where it is. I wouldn't know how to find it again. Oh, I know one thing about it.
But though, my doctor, I went to see yesterday, like I broke out in a rash on my chest. He gave me some cream for that. But then he gave me something for my stomach. Like, how did he know that my stomach was going to be gassy? You know what I mean?
Did you have to fart at that point? Like,
I didn't mean to, but anyhow, so we went to this very expensive restaurant. But I don't know what... I don't know if I got an allergic reaction. We did have a raw tuna.
He gave you medicine for your chest?
It's cream to rub on my chest where the rash broke out.
Cream makes you gassy? That's weird.
No, but I was gassy. He gave me something for my stomach in case it gets more gassy. How did he know? Do I have some kind of food poison or something? So I go to
These
Raina.
These are all fantastic questions.
I go to Raina when I get home yesterday. I went to the doctor today. I have a rash on my chest. She goes, what is it, cancer? Well, she goes right to the...
Yeah. She's like, you. Goes right to the worst case scenario.
So we had dinner. It was quite expensive, this restaurant.
Yeah. When you go to a restaurant... I'm sorry, I'm talking with my mouth full.
Can you...
Okay. When you go to a restaurant, just... put it out of your head about the prices. Unless you're like, okay, if there's not an entree under $30, I'm walking. That I can see. You open it up, you take a look, go, oh, you know what? We're walking. But if you're planning on staying at that restaurant, put the prices out of your head. You got to pay for it no matter what you do.
I put it out of my head.
Try to enjoy it. Try to have fun. Try not to bring it up every couple of seconds. And... have fun. Have a nice time. But when someone goes to order a glass of wine, you don't go, $80?
I didn't say that, but don't blink at me. Don't blink to make me look bad.
I did.
Okay, what are you, on stage?
Oh, my God.
Blinking.
First of all, it's not blinking. You know that, right?
Winking.
Yeah.
We had these weird appetizers, but I think we had a raw tuna, didn't we?
It was a farm-to-table restaurant.
What kind of tuna? So
very high-end vegetables, basically. I mean, they had meat and stuff.
I had fish and chips. It was $25.
Okay, so you ordered the fish and chips out of everything on the menu, which is totally fine.
Well, you said get a pizza.
I was trying to help you because every time you would be like, $35
No, I didn't. Don't act like
I'm
cheap.
So then I was like, well,
I mean, we went to dinner Friday also at the Cheesecake Factory. That was $100-something. And we ate like pigs.
You're not helping your case.
Why?
By bringing up the amount of cost.
And I said I didn't care.
That's the argument.
And I said I didn't care.
No, but you do care because you just brought it up the exact amount.
No, I'm saying it was $100-something and I didn't care.
Try to follow me. Just try to follow
me. In two days, we spent $250
eating out. I'm telling a story. Okay, you're still
I'm
doing
saying
it.
I don't care.
No, you do care.
No, I don't care. $250 eating out in 2 days, in Friday and Sunday.
Just try to
$250.
Try to understand the mapping of this. I'm telling a story where I'm saying you keep bringing up prices of everything, and you're like, no, no. And to defend yourself, you brought up a bunch of different prices, right? So that's a good way to defend yourself.
I'm just telling you I don't care.
But that's the thing.
$250
in
2 days.
You completely took the wrong road in trying to defend yourself. So now everyone knows that you, of course, were talking about the money all the time.
No, $250, 2 days. You know how much food we could have bought at the supermarket?
Is it not clicking for you? At all, or is it, and you're just joking? What is it? I never know what's going on.
Go ahead. What were you telling now? What story?
So just, you know, that you were constantly talking. It puts the... Oh, it's a farm to table?
Yeah.
High-end vegetables.
High-end everything.
We sat on the patio. The thing is, and listen, I don't want you to get mad about this. This is just a generalization. But after you've been married a certain amount of time, going out with your husband is one of the worst experiences that you can have in life. It's such drudgery to look across the table at the other person that you've, like, that's all you get to do in life is just look at that. Now you got to go out and try to have a conversation.
We talked a lot.
We had fun. Oh, you ordered?
We had fun.
Yeah, I just mocked you a lot. You were in a good mood, so it was fun. Because you ordered the fish and chips, and then you go to them. Oh. By the way, there's 87 people surrounding your table at all time, taking things away, putting things, asking you questions. So the waitress says, the server or whatever, says, you know, this is what it comes with, whatever. And Rich goes, and tartar sauce.
Yeah, fish and chips get tartar sauce.
She goes, well, it's a very nice sauce. It's not tartar sauce, but, you know, she described it to you. And you were like, what was the other
cocktail
thing?
Cocktail sauce.
Oh, yeah, you guys were cocktail sauce.
That's what you put on. That's what you put on fish and chips.
Oh, my God. No, that's shrimp.
And you put it on fish and chips. Cocktail sauce, and you dip it in.
You got any tartar sauce? How about some cocktail? We've got a wonderful emulsion. Of blah, blah, blah. How about some cocktail sauce? You guys ever hear of that? That's a good sauce. Hey, you know, you dip any mayonnaise and relish? Because you could make, you could just make a tartar sauce for me. Bring it up.
Yeah.
She said, there will be vinegar on the thing. You go, on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The other night when we were at the Cheesecake Factory, you ordered your food, and it was
wrong.
You kept saying you didn't want any sauce on the pasta. But I even at one point was like, but what about for your chicken?
Well, it was pretty explanatory if I said I just don't want sauce on the pasta.
Okay, I was clarifying.
In a separate plate, and she didn't do that.
Okay, she also didn't put the pasta on a separate plate.
Because I was giving that to Raina, because I don't eat the pasta.
Okay, yes.
And I said with butter, and now my whole plate is full of buttery pasta.
Okay, then I said, you said, I don't want the tomato sauce. And then I said, but what about for your chicken? And you were like, I don't want. I go, maybe get some on the side. And you were like, no, I don't want it. So it really made it seem like you didn't want it on anything.
Well,
so then the server, when the meal is ready, brings it out.
She never brought me the paper napkins I asked for. I'm still waiting for them.
Okay. He brings out, sets it down. By the way, she hated you.
I don't care.
From the very second you sat down. I don't know.
No.
What went on? She was like, but I don't, maybe she was just an unhappy person in general.
With that stupid waitress voice they all use. Go ahead.
So she sets it down, and then you went like this. I don't know if I can appropriately do it for radio, but you wanted to complain, but then you thought the better of it. But like a child, like you were like, oh, that's not right. God.
And I said, can
like
I?
It, like as you crossed your arms and harumphed.
And she brought it to me on the side, but she brought me a bowl of it, like a bowl of soup of sauce.
Well, how did you want it on the side?
Just a little thing for the two pieces of chicken.
But what? In what? She did bring you a little thing, a little bowl.
No,
of
she
sauce.
Brought me a big bowl, like of tons of it. Like,
oh, so now that's what you're mad about.
I was mad about the whole situation.
That you're wasting. You need it to be the exact perfect portion in the exact perfect dish.
I don't want my chicken full of butter dripping off the pasta because Raina wants her pasta with butter. So I said, can I have that on the side? Because I wasn't going to eat the pasta. So we got Raina avocado toast. What else did she have? An appetizer.
Just that. And then pasta. Just a full carb meal.
Yeah. Like, because I just wanted the chicken parm.
She ate an entire basket of bread, all the...
I ate a lot of bread.
Avocado toast.
I ate a lot of bread all week, but I started back on my diet Monday. It's only because I can't get off the toilet from whatever the fuck I ate on Sunday.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's what you've been asking for, and it's what we're going to give you. It's toilet talk.
Well, I got
Richard Voss.
I got a tweet from somebody that said we got to listen to what's her name in Christine. Christina.
Oh,
did you get that tweet too?
No, but I was thinking about it because Louis J. He battled her right last night.
No, not those two.
Oh,
that's guys we fucked.
Yeah, they did a roast battle last night. He told me his jokes beforehand, and they were really funny, so I wanted to know how it went.
Why did he tell you?
I don't know. There was nothing to do that night.
What night?
We were just sitting there. You and the girls had gone for dinner.
Oh. Well, no. What's her name's from L.A.?
Yes, Tom and Christina.
Yeah, someone tweeted, I wish to listen to them. It's very funny, which I'm sure it is.
Oh, you didn't listen?
No, and they said it's structured. He said there is some toilet humor.
Oh.
Then he wrote, but you should listen, you'll learn something. I wrote, no.
Oh.
Back to him.
Good one.
I got that.
Do you think maybe you should listen to them?
I don't listen to other podcasts. Right. I've listened to two podcasts my whole life.
I like that you like
I listen to Marin.
You like to seep yourself in full ignorance in anything that you partake in. Is that fair to say? You don't like watching other comedians.
No, I don't.
But how do you know what's relevant, what's going on?
I know what's relevant by reading the news or seeing what's going on in life. I don't have to listen to other comics. I'm not going to listen. One, I do on Sirius once in a while.
You're supposed to love comedy in this business.
I do love comedy. I'll listen to Gary Goldman. I'll listen to Janine Garofalo. I'll listen to Maria Bamford. Who else do I listen to? Anthony Jeselnik, Doug Stanhope. There's certain people I listen to. You know, I listen to Stanhope anytime. You know, there are certain people I listen to, but I don't want to, you know, I hear on the radio, I hear on Sirius driving into New York, they're so fucking bad. They're so bad. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you listen to comedy in your car all the time.
If it's good, I cut it right off. I see
so
the name.
You just said you don't pay attention to the comedy.
Because I know. I'm not going to pick up anything from those comics that I like. I'm not going to, you know, their styles are
You're
different.
You're supposed to pick stuff up. It's called being an artist. You know about like communes and artists and scenes.
No,
and
I don't want to
Andy Warhol. It's like everybody's supposed to be influencing. This idea that you're not supposed to have any influence is really
You can have influence.
Ridiculous.
You don't want to pick something up. I have my own voice.
How do people get better? They oh, what's he doing? That's amazing.
No.
Now I put my spin on it. Now that goes over there and that does that. People are like, he started. I'm choking again. He started that. Yeah, great. He started it and other people took it and ran with it. That's how art works.
Well, that's what they say.
Motherfuckers, leave Amy Schumer alone. No.
Okay, that's what people go, I started it. You know, someone was saying that.
What? Oh, wait, how does this? Boy, that arrow came back fast. Went right into, what is it about you that people love?
I'm a trendsetter.
Yes.
I am. I was very, my voice is very, very well heard in the New York comedy scene. Years ago, I pretty much, you know, set a path for a lot of comics. I opened the door, set a path for a lot of comics. That's all.
Set a path.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I've never heard it called set a path before.
What's it called?
You know, forge a path.
No.
I've heard that. Yeah. But that's where you're taking from someone else and making it your own.
What are
some other sayings that you probably have done that with?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is
Have you ever stabbed anyone in the gut?
I paved the way for a lot of comics. Have you ever heard that? I paved the way.
Paved the way, yeah. See?
See what?
That's outright theft. To say
no,
that.
That's a saying. It's not a bit.
But if you're intelligent, you won't even do those.
I try not to. I try to come up with my own.
That's something I have repeated from someone else.
What?
If you say it's really true. If you say cliches, you're not very smart. But even just saying if you say cliches, you're not very smart is a cliche in and of itself that I've just said. It goes round and round and round.
God, I watched this movie last night. I did not like it. I paid for it, too.
I didn't either.
You saw it?
No, I was just in bed trying to sleep. It was so loud.
Why didn't I like it? The cast, Baby Driver. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, no, some people didn't. Anthony Bourdain tweeted, fuck Baby Driver.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't like it either?
I guess not. If you're 60 and over, it's not.
It was so hacky. So many parts. It was so,
I think it was supposed to be, I don't know. I didn't see the movie, but from what I know of the filmmaker, it's supposed to be ironic. Like, he's making fun of tropes and cliches. We're back to cliches.
Well,
this is, we'll I call mean, this it, podcast, the cliche and I like, podcast. Do Tom and Christina talk about cliches?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm done. How much more do we have?
What do you mean you're done?
I felt like I went, I spun it out.
I know, I just.
I ate some toast, got some energy, and then spun out.
I don't have any energy. I've been sleeping for 2 days. And I got to go to Syracuse tomorrow.
I have a UTI, so.
Yeah. What's that, your new agent?
That's my new agent. I just signed with UTI, which is, I got to drink a lot of water, but it works.
I think the other night, after we went out for our anniversary dinner and I came home, I think the pounding gave you a urinary tract.
Stop it.
No, the pounding
it.
On the wall.
People always say, when you have an anniversary, which we just had our 12th, people are always like, oh my God, did you get lucky? Didn't hear people say, did you get lucky? I'm always like, no, I had to do it. You almost cut off my joke. And you knew I was doing a joke. I know, but they don't remember sometimes. It's like,
when I say you get lucky, does that mean lottery? I hate when people go, you get lucky. It's not luck.
It's rape. It's rape. That is correct.
So,
have you ever, okay, because there's all these rumors about Louis C.K. and that he's like masturbating in front of women.
So?
I know, guys think, well, who cares? And even some women are like, I mean, I was talking to my friend today. She was like, whatever, just the guy's a creep, we'll leave the room, whatever, which is true, but.
I'm not saying he's a creep. You're saying, she's saying in general the guy's a creep that does that. She wasn't talking about Louis, calling him a creep.
I mean, he is a creep.
How do you know he's a creep? It's not proven.
He masturbates in front of women.
Big deal. It's not proven. First of all,
I can't prove it, but I'll tell you something. I've heard this story for thousands of years.
Who cares? But no one's saying he has to stay.
I've talked to real people, at least two.
Who, Byron Allen?
Different real people I've talked to face to face that it happened to.
You didn't get that when you said I talked to
real
people?
I'm not listening.
I said Byron Allen because he was on that show.
I'm team women who've been molested in front of. I'm still not listening to you.
I don't. But, just leave. No one's making you sit
no,
there.
No, true. Right. But
if it's
you could
true.
Just leave. And I would definitely. I probably wouldn't even know that anything bad had happened. I'd be like, oh, he seems cool. Like, I'm, you know. But when you really break it down, you're like, what the fuck are guys doing? Listen, how do you think that's okay to just whip out your cock and start masturbating in front of coworkers and whatnot? It's ridiculous.
First of all,
we are coworkers. We're working at the same club. And, you know, if I'm opening for a guy or he's opening for me, that's coworkers. You don't want to walk into the back and just some guy's masturbating. You'd be like, this guy's a fucking douche. I'm not saying you should go to jail. I'm just saying, like, yeah, maybe stop doing that or apologize or something. I don't know.
Look, if I was
Heath claims that it didn't happen.
If I'm going to watch somebody masturbate, I'd rather be Louis C.K. than a Ben Bailey, believe me.
I don't know what that is in reference to. Is it a money thing?
Yeah, he's famous and he's a great comic, Louis C.K., you know.
So that, therefore, him masturbating in front of you would be fine?
No.
Well, that speaks a lot to the question of if Hitler had have been a great painter. Would we forgive him his ills?
Well, I don't think it's... I don't know if it's
That's
true
right.
Or not.
I'm comparing Louis C.K. to Hitler.
I don't know if it's true or not. All I know is every time I've come in contact with him or worked with him on a project, he was always a pure gentleman.
Yeah. No, I don't think any guy thinks that that's wrong. And in fact, I witnessed something two days ago... In a very...
Well, you were starting a story about someone else. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I'm just saying... I can't remember why I started that. About Louis C.K.
Because you were talking to your friend on the phone. I think somebody else was accused of creepiness.
Yeah, but much creepierness. Like, that could serve jail time.
Oh.
So those two things don't. I'm just saying. Okay. So, but then, I know what I was getting at, because I witnessed
news.
Very nice men probably consider themselves super feministy. Like, you'd think they were like gay or something. That's how sort of, and they were being so gross to this woman.
When?
I can't explain the situation because then people will know what it was, but it was like awkward to witness. And I laughed really loud because I'm a pervert too, but I thought, they don't know what's wrong. They don't know they just think that's fine behavior. Like, they don't even realize, like, they shouldn't be doing that. And so I want to ask you, like, what's the creepy behavior in your past that you've done that you don't even know was creepy behavior? Were you ever, like, saying to girls when they walk by, like, your ass is so fucking hot?
No, I've asked many girls to watch me masturbate.
No, okay, stop.
I did.
That's a different story because you're with a girl and you're asking her.
I asked, though.
At the bar you asked them or, like,
when in my car.
Oh, my God. The story is actually worse.
Why?
What were you just making out with girls in your car, and then you're like, can you watch me masturbate?
Yeah.
Sometimes how many? What is the percentage that said yes?
8 out of 10.
That's the thing. If Louis had just asked.
Don't say Louis did it. You're just going by what you've read.
What I've read and the two people that I know.
Yeah, but these fucking people exaggerate, or they hear from somebody
lying.
Else.
I don't know. I mean, it might not be true, but it's like
innocent till proven guilty.
But this is one thing you can really like lay down the law on because
he denied it. He could say, "Look,
he said it didn't happen," but he's not going to go to jail. It's not like all these voices are going to.
But he's famous enough, funny enough.
There's nothing bad's going to happen.
He could just say, "Yeah, I did it." It would be he could.
That's what he should do is just say, "Yeah."
Yeah, but maybe it's not true because. He seems pretty honest when it comes to shit.
It's weird that he publicly said that they're just rumors.
Yeah, so then maybe they are. Maybe it got out of hand. Maybe they are rumors from the beginning. Maybe when one person he asked or said something, she said yes or no, and then it just blew up after that. Maybe they're just rumors. You know how rumors start, and they can grow and get bigger, and you know, whatever.
Yeah,
so, but he seems like the kind of person that would go, yeah, I did it a couple times. Big deal. What the fuck? That was my, whatever.
Yeah, why didn't he do that then?
Because maybe it's not true. That's what I'm saying.
But
he's
those
the kind
girls
of person,
came forward like 15 years ago.
Yeah. I just.
It's not like they just did it when he's famous.
No
one cared back then.
Why, you know, he's, like I said, if he did do it, whatever. And I'm not sticking up for him because he's Louis C.K. and fame. I would stick up for anybody that is accused of something without any fucking proof. Because so many of these comics, that's when, you know, I love having women open for me because it's a different voice on stage, a whole different, you know, persona.
And I can grab their boobs in the coat room.
No, I never hit on them. Once or twice, maybe. I worked with that girl Karen up in Mohegan Sun. I never said anything inappropriate to her.
Well, gee, let me get you something to honor that. I mean, you're fucking married, 80, and I would hope not. Don't say that like as a badge of honor.
Yes, you can still say inappropriate stuff.
Well, you're a comic, so.
And a girl can watch me masturbate. That's not cheating.
Oh, my God. What about a guy watching you masturbate? Is that cheating?
No.
Well, why would you have to gender identify?
Good point. All right, go ahead.
Have you ever had a woman masturbate? I mean, have you ever masturbated in front of a woman since we've been married?
No. Can't get any to say yes.
What?
I can't get any to say yes.
Oh, you've asked.
Oh.
Countless.
Every other weekend.
I mean, just put up a picture of a fucking girl in your room and masturbate. Cut a hole in why don't you go to a glory hole and then just masturbate?
First of all, you don't go to a glory hole. Like, there's no, place. A glory hole is something that somebody makes in a peep booth.
Route 44.
No. What's Route 44?
I don't know. Just making stuff up.
All right. Come on, we're only at 32 minutes.
What?
We still got...
And I feel like I've been doing so much heavy lifting on this one.
No, I have.
You've not done anything.
I've set up all the topics. I've set it up.
Oh, really? You want to keep looking for that fucking guy that tweeted you something?
How amazing. How amazing was that fucking 12-year-old girl last night on America's Got Talent, the ventriloquist?
Oh, my God. Our lives, Rich, you're now.
What?
As a family, we watched most of AGT. Well, when I came home last night, you were like completely engrossed in it.
It's the first time I watched it this year ever, I think. Because I saw that girl on the internet. She had like 14 million hits.
There was a comedian on that was not my style, let me just say that. And then Howie Mandel.
Oh, yeah.
Was like... This is amazing. This is incredible. This is like if Richard Pryor, you're Richard Pryor of today.
Yeah, the fact.
I'm proud
fact
of you.
That they
you
compared
could win.
This guy to Richard Pryor. I wanted to.
I
ring
get what he was doing. He's like he's a comic, so he wants a comic to win. It's kind of cool. Like in his mind, he was like, "I'm always just going to vote for the, you know, be nice to the comic." Great, but you don't have to invoke Richard Pryor.
Well, I mean, on the comic's behalf. That's got to be a horrible audience to perform in front of with kids.
There was kids in there, yeah.
There's kids, it's families, it's fucking white, it's horrible.
Oh, you can't say one thing that's like... He talked about a homeless guy that was naked, only his socks on, and even then I bet there was discussions about it, like...
Yeah, like it's just...
Can we say the word homeless?
Did it on drugs, and didn't Heidi go, I didn't like
the drugs part. No, Heidi, I was like on her side for a while. She was like, I did not get it. It's not for me. You know, whatever. I was like, okay, good. I'm with Heidi on this. And then she goes, I just didn't like the drugs part.
Oh.
Well, that's where we differ, Heidi.
But when Howie Mandel said, you're the next Richard Pryor, basically, or...
Yeah.
And then a 12-year-old girl came out. And blew them all away. She was funnier than the comic.
Oh, come on. She's funny because she's like a fucking kid.
It doesn't matter. She had good timing.
She was great. I'm not saying that. She was great.
She sang a song as a ventriloquist.
I didn't know we were going to break down AGT tonight. And I would have made some notes.
And then Bonnie liked the last...
The light show, guys. They're dancing. They have a light show happening right on their persons. It's incredible. It's you can see that in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you would go to.
I don't think too many people would go see a 12-year-old girl in Vegas.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You think they would?
Yeah.
Yeah, the show would have to be over by 7.
Vegas is like practically a kid's dream now. It's not like the old days where it was like, oh. Nothing for kids to do in Vegas. It's like all kids stuff now.
Oh, is it?
You know. I've...
Well, name some of the things that you...
I took Rita to a ton of shit in Vegas. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm right
name
there.
Name one or two.
I can't remember the names of things, but there's a big thing that goes around. You see the whole of Vegas. There's
the
lots of... No, it's like an astronomical sized, like... Ferris wheel, but you're inside. You're completely enclosed in a glass thing, and you go.
The big Ferris wheel in Vegas? You went on that?
Yeah.
The gigantic Ferris wheel.
It's not a Ferris wheel, but yeah.
There is a Ferris wheel in Vegas.
Well, we didn't go on the Ferris wheel. We went on the big, giant, like, hamster thing.
Where's that?
It goes so slow. It's like... And then you take pictures and stuff. I was so happy to be done. It's like 35 minutes or something to go all the way around.
So Vegas is...
Anywho, then there was some stuff on the top of another... There's like rides all over the place. There's stuff for kids to do. There's water parks. There's malls for the mom. I mean, this place is... there's a little something for everybody. Las Vegas... See, did that sound like a read? We just did a read for Las Vegas, and people didn't know. See how gently we got into it?
Simon.
Started off with AGT. What a great way to get into our...
Simon Cowell.
Vegas read.
It's so nice on America's Got Talent. Like, they probably brought him in and said, you can't be as mean as you were on What was the other show?
Oh, did they sit him down? Did they show? Did they like have some facts and figures to run by him?
Probably.
We've done our research, and this is a younger, kinder audience. So they're from the Midwest. They're dumb as shit, and we'd rather you didn't use any double syllable words.
He's really nice on the show.
This is how many times can somebody be like, this is why I do the show, to find acts like this, to find burn victims who can also sing. What a wonderful thing for me to do. I wish there was more burn victims in the world so I could have an entire show of burn victims who can sing.
How about the deaf girl that sang?
We've got a plane survivor. It's the backstory. It's like if you can sing like a fucking fairy but don't have a backstory, goodbye. They don't want you. You know, this girl was deaf, which I, look, I did no research on this, but I'm pretty sure she was faking. I'm almost positive.
She was deaf since.
She was acting like she was blind at one point, like she forgot which thing she was, and she spoke and enunciated perfectly.
She went deaf.
Well, wait, you told me when we were sitting there she's deaf from birth.
And no, I lied.
If she was deaf from birth, she wouldn't be able to speak like that.
No, I lied.
And then you were like, I go, she must have gone deaf at around 13.
She fell or something.
Yeah, because she was probably, how can I get this blind thing down? Fell. She switched it up to deafness. I don't know. Everybody's trying to be handicapable these days.
I want that 12-year-old girl to win. America's Got Talent.
I wonder if you can be, what's it called when you appropriate? I wonder if you can appropriate, like you see handicapped people see somebody with a cane that's just like a pimp and they're like, kick it out of his head. Stop appropriating handicap culture. Do pimps, are there pimps anymore? And do they carry canes? Tweet us, hit us back.
Well, we started.
We'd like to hear from you if you're a pimp with a cane.
Well, we started watching that show on HBO.
We're not
HBO.
Putting this one out, are we?
Yeah,
I
we are.
I can't stop my mouth. I don't know what's wrong with me. I had too much coffee.
Where we started that show on HBO called Deuce about 42nd Street.
Oh, no, that's.
And pimps and prostitutes. And the lead, one of the lead prostitutes or actresses or actors or whatever you want to call them on the show is Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, wow.
And
good job. I
think I do like her in most of the stuff she does. She was on that show. I don't even know what network was she played in Israeli.
That was on, I believe, Sundance Channel.
Yeah, it was really a good.
Or it was on IFC. I'm not sure.
It was about Israel and Palestine, and she was great on that. What else have I seen her in?
Okay, you have to stop doing that, because why should I do all the work for your fucking dumb memories? You know what I mean? Now I got to like, let's see.
You know that kind of stuff. What else did I see her on?
Well, I've set up this detective wall so you can see.
Anyhow.
You know, like on Homeland. Imagine that kind of a wall.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the center of what else you've seen her on.
But she plays like one of the prostitutes. She even showed her breasts. Was that her or double?
I know. It was so uncomfortable because she was like making out with like a 13-year-old.
Not making out. Prostitutes don't kiss.
Oh, right. But, you know, playing with her tits really close to his face. Okay. Same difference. And it's like she had to really do that. That actor had to really like be like, I am practically sucking Maggie Gyllenhaal's boobs.
Do you,
I like to take myself right out of the show. I like to go with the audition process in scenes like that. And I imagine him auditioning and then his mom being like, you're going to get this. You're going to be this close to Maggie Gyllenhaal's boobs. Now get in there.
Okay.
Do you ever watch a show and be like, what? I wonder what the audition. Sometimes I say, oh, this was the audition scene. I bet. You know, sometimes I have the audition for just one scene of the show. Sometimes I try to pick out the audition scene.
Do you?
Go ahead.
Do you ever know if you.
With new characters, I do it sometimes, like a Game of Thrones, a new character. I say, oh, this is the audition scene right here. Oh, I see it.
How do you know if you're right or wrong?
I never know. It's a futile thing to do.
I'm kind of dragging this one out because I'm a little under the weather.
I feel like I've stepped up, but...
Yeah.
Do you think this was a good podcast or a bad podcast?
Just average.
Yeah, because this is what I've realized about you. I'm always like, that was terrible. And you're like, no, it was good.
This one was average.
If you talk 90% of the time, those are, in your mind, the best podcasts. If you, the less you talk, the worse you think it is.
No, that's not true. I never think it was bad. This one was average. Like, it was okay. People could listen to it and go, oh, I learned a couple things. Because that's what I try to do this, is to teach.
You're giving.
I'm giving.
You're giving in some way.
You can't.
What are you teaching people?
You can't keep what you got in life unless you give it away. You ever hear that saying?
It's a friend of Bill's said that. I believe a friend of Bill's. Okay, no, boo, bee, boo, boo. Where? What are you teaching people? I'm not. No, Sandy's dead, Rich.
I thought
Stop.
She came back from the grave. You call it, talk to her from the grave.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, from the grave. Sandy from the grave.
Sandy! I see you! I see you, darling! I may give a British accent all of a sudden. I see you, darling. Oh, Sandy.
Some guy asked me to say his name on the podcast, and I can't find the tweet.
Oh, all God, right. That is... Woo. I don't know. It's like, just make up a name.
I don't know. I don't know if I can play golf if I'm too sick. I can't tell. Like, I don't have a fever. I have a rash. All right. Anyhow, this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, I'll be to Syracuse Funny Bone. October 13th and 14th. The, what do you call it? What's the theater? Arlington Cinema Draft House. Come out, D.C. area, October 13th and 14th. This weekend, Syracuse Funny Bone. And, you know, I got other stuff. Go to richfoss.com. Anything you want to say to close out?
Bye.
Yeah, you legal goo-goo.
Yeah, we're...
What did
he
ask me about?
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.